How did it feel being a Lakers fan growing up in Sacramento? Not too bad.
No, it wasn't too bad. Shit, I mean,
we haven't been good.
Like all the battles we won, so I was all like, it's like it wasn't too bad. You know, sure. It's like whatever. I mean, it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, you could have been a Kings fan growing up in Sacramento. This is the Josh Darn Podcast. I'm your host, Josh Means, here with comedian and actor, Buddy Rami.
Yeah, what's going on?
Buddy, you got a movie coming out? You're in a movie that's coming out, I think, next week, like a week from today.
Oh, yeah, the movie is called Dirt. I don't know if I'm in it necessarily.
Oh, okay.
But, like,
I filmed for it.
Yeah, I worked as what they call the stand-in.
Oh, gotcha.
For the lead actor, so, like, that's when cool. They need to do, like, rehearsing
and shit. Yeah. Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. That's dope. Then didn't you do a recording class? Not a recording class, like an acting class last week?
Yeah. Well, I've been taking acting classes for, like, 7 years. But, yeah, I was down in San Francisco for the SAG union, which is the union that represents actors and stuff like that. They hold, like, classes and stuff like that. So, I was down there
at their offices. Have you always wanted to do acting and comedy? Or just got into it?
I've always wanted to do acting. I've been doing acting for, like, 7 years.
How long have you been doing comedy?
For, like, maybe, like, a year.
Oh,
a
damn,
like
okay.
Like, maybe 2 years in August.
So you're more of an actor than a comedian. Yeah, that's cool. That's dope. All right, I didn't know that. I thought you'd been doing comedy a lot longer. You seem like you've been doing comedy a lot longer.
I think because just, like, with, like, my acting training, I did improv.
Okay.
For, like, 3 years.
That makes sense. That's cool. Do you think improv helps you move into stand-up?
I think improv helps me out with more with, like, acting. But then, like, just being just naturally funny. Like, when you do improv, you don't always get a chance to, like, maybe say something and shit.
Okay.
So, like, all right, at least comedy, even if I suck, and I got 5 minutes.
Hey, that's how I feel, too. I feel like I should do improv because I get just so stuck into my 5 minutes or my 10 minutes. Like, if I'm doing 10 minutes, I know I'm going to do, like, 8 minutes and maybe a minute and a half, try crowd work, see what I can do. But I get so focused on that, just sticking into that 5 minutes. So what got you into acting?
I don't know, I just always wanted to do it.
Yeah.
I was, like, looking up research paper for, I don't know, some college course I was taking and shit. I just see the ads, like, you want to be on TV?
That's cool. I just signed up for the Sacramento casting and, like, started submitting, but I haven't heard anything back. But I mean, how would you advise somebody to go about getting started?
Just start going to, like, film festivals and start looking for classes in the area.
Okay.
Like, there's actually a pretty big film community in Sacramento and stuff like that. It doesn't get, like, it's not as, like, recognized as it should be, but there's some people that come out of Sacramento. Like,
I feel like it's that way with comedy too. Mm-hmm. Some big comics.
Just the whole culture. Yeah.
That's cool. What's your next goal acting?
To get lines. I mean, I've done TV, you know what I'm saying, stuff like that, but I mean, like, it was like, because I did, what's it called, like, Love Kills for the Investigation Discovery.
Okay,
acting shows. It was all improv and stuff like that, but actually I landed on this where they give you, like, lines that you gotta memorize and all that shit. Like, something nice like that, you know what I mean?
Hell yeah, that would be cool. Just be able to be you, but, I mean, with your lines, it's not really being you, but it's still being on TV. That would be cool. I think that's everybody's goal.
Yeah.
It would be cool as shit to be on TV. I had a question. What's something you found out doing acting that surprised you? Like, the audition process or how long it takes to get done?
Let's see. That's a good question, actually. like the whole entire process, you know what I mean? Because it just never stops and stuff. Like, even like, just for me, even like, you know, say the type of headshots, you know, I'd be like, when I went down to the acting class on last week or whatever, the guy was talking about like, you need at least like 4 different headshots. You know what I mean? Even though I've been like getting headshots for 7 years, just telling me that like, you need this type, like a casual, business casual, like high class, you know, so I just like, I was like, okay, just like, just little things like that you never, that's like,
you would never think about.
Yeah.
Until somebody higher up points it out.
Yeah, yeah.
That's cool.
So there's always, I mean, just always something to learn. There's always more to learn.
Yeah. You got a comedy show coming up in Yuba City.
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me about that.
That's going to be pretty dope. May 17th, the Yeah Buddy Entertainment presents Comedy Night at the Bombay Lounge. Okay. That's going to be my second show. Yeah, the Bombay Lounge. That's going to be like my second show up there, but we're going to have like a comedy show, but before that, we're going to have like a buffet dinner going on and stuff like that.
That so sounds that pretty good. That sounds good. Who else is on that lineup?
Oh, yeah, we got Javon Whitlock featuring, and then we got Michael Calvert Jr.,
Headliner. The Blunts and Bullshit crew.
The Blunts and Bullshit, the B&B crew.
You've been on that a lot lately. You a permanent fixture?
Yeah, I'm part of the crew and stuff like that. I just don't do the show as much because I don't, like, even, like, doing this, like, I don't really talk too much. They'd be like, man, buddy, you gotta
talk. Yeah, no, I'm the same way. I don't talk. I barely talk. That's why I wanted to start this and hopefully it, like, makes me talk more.
Mm.
But then it just points out my insecurities of how I don't talk enough and like sit back. So it's cool. It's a learning process.
Yeah.
I've always like wanted a podcast that goes an hour. But they've always been like 30 to 40 minutes, both this one and my NBA one. I have an Outside the NBA podcast.
Okay. What's that about?
We just talk about whatever happened in the NBA world. We're recording one later today and we'll talk about the Kings Lakers game because he's a Lakers fan and he was joining in on those chants that were really loud. That one's fun, but I wanted to do one that wasn't about sports. I used to do a Kings podcast back in the day when they had George Karl as their coach. For a Kings website, and that was what got me started into comedy, actually, because I met Mikey Winfield doing that, and we gave him tickets to a Kings game. He gave us tickets to a comedy show.
That's what's up.
And then
that's what's up. That's how you get in there.
I was talking to him after one of the shows, and I was like, "Hey, man, like, you made it seem so fun being on stage. Like, I want to do this so bad." And he said, "If you go do some open mics, I'll put you on." And he stuck to his word. I had done some open mics, and he put me on a show at Punchline.
That's what's up.
That was cool. That was hell of fun.
Yeah, cause I did one of Mikey Winfield's shows too. I just hit about Brandon because I guess somebody dropped out of his little competition show. Were you on that?
Yeah,
I hit him up at the last month. I was like, I don't know if you have a spot over anything, but if it is, man, I'd like to take it. He's man, on the show. I was like, oh, that's what's up.
Yeah. Man. He I think he hit me up like the day before. I don't know. It was either the day of or the day before and asked me to be on that. And I was like, okay, cool. He didn't tell me anybody that was on it. And I showed up and I was like, damn, there's a lot of people here. And I know Leon's going to win. And he did. Leon was at that first show that I went to where I talked to Mikey after and told him that I wanted to do comedy. Then I got home and I messaged Mike and I was like, hey, also, who was that dude? I can't remember his name. And he was like, Leon Gibson. And I got Leon Gibson coming to town March 14th at Punchline. Frank Castillo's headlining from Comedy Central's Roast Battle. Looking forward to that one. If you could have dinner and like a poker night, I don't know if you... a gambling man, if you could do like a poker night with three celebrities, who would they be?
Three celebrities.
It's rough. Last time I did this, I just said three athletes, but I feel like three celebrities just gives a wider variety of options.
Say, maybe like E-40, and Michael B. Jordan.
Okay, that would be cool. Michael B. Jordan's all the rage right now. I mean, he has been for a couple years. E-40's hella cool. I've seen him in concert so many times, and it's always the most lit crowd I've ever been a part of. I saw him once at the Boardwalk, and he was like an hour late, but as soon as he walked in the back door, he literally just walked across stage into the green room, and like everybody went crazy, and then it was like a live crowd again, and it was bumping, and then he came out and killed it. And then I saw him at a Drake concert in San Jose. Drake pulled him out. Stadium was rocking. That's two. You got any?
Another one?
Yeah.
And then sorry, you said three.
You got a comic?
Comic actor, then Dave Chappelle.
Dave Chappelle, yeah. Man, I just went to the
Oh, did you go see him at the Punchline?
Yeah, well, we tried. Yeah. Listen, I was heartbroken. We got to the Punchline after our show at Tommy T's. Me and Tom Baum were down there. We were already going to be down there, and we saw that he was performing, so we thought we'd catch the late show. We get there. The line's completely around the building. Like, it's going to sell out. So we message the guy that's opening for him, Chris Storin. Say, hey, like, is there anything we can do? And he said he didn't have any pull on Chappelle nights. So, just to try and let him know that we're comics and want to watch the show. And we go up there. The guy comes out. We say we're comics. He's like, we don't recognize you.
Oh.
And so, like, we told him we're from SAC. And then we perform at the SAC Punchline. Tom's performed at the San Francisco one. I haven't, but I didn't say that. but then he said, all right, I'm going to go talk to the manager. I'll be right back. It was looking really promising. Everything was cool. Two other comics walked up, and they knew the guys. They let those comics in. The manager comes out like 10 minutes later and says, no room, fellas. Sorry. Oh. Closes the door on us. I could hear Dave Chappelle knocking the microphone against the stool, laughing. It was terrible. He's my all-time favorite. So to be that close,
yeah,
and just be turned around, like, I would have been willing to buy the tickets. They were sold out. But to think that we were so close to getting it, and they let two other people in, it was kind of motivating.
Yeah, it's definitely like, you know, let me go out there and earn my chops and shit. Not this time, but yeah, it's going to happen again, though.
Definitely. The next time. Next time I'm out there, they'll know. Hopefully. You see that they were on fire today?
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Somebody posted that in the Sacramento.
Yeah.
Like, oh, shit.
Jason Anderson did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. And then a couple other people, like, started posting it later. But said no injuries, so that's good.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Have you ever? What's the coolest place you've been able to perform?
Let's see. Like a couple weeks ago, I did a fucking show at a strip club and shit.
I saw the one in San Francisco.
Yeah, the Crazy Horse.
That was a pretty dope show. That's good.
That was a dope show. Yeah.
I want to do that one. That's cool. How was the What's it like doing?
Because it's just like, well, I mean, besides that, it's like, it was fucking 420 friendly and shit, you know?
Yeah,
it's just,
okay.
My friends just smoking weed and shit, and then,
that's cool. Yeah.
And it was hell, it's like 1 in the morning and shit.
Really?
Like, yeah, but it was dope.
That's when they started is like 1? Or that's just when it was going? Okay.
That's when it started, yeah, like around 1, 12, 30, 1.
Well, I mean, that's when the good girls are there, at least. So that's cool. Have you ever gotten advice that just turned out to be completely wrong?
Turned out to be completely wrong?
Yeah.
You
don't have to say who did it.
Yeah, but I don't really think so. You know?
Yeah, honestly, I just started asking that because I wanted to see if anybody has, but like, I haven't really gotten wronged like that yet.
like, yeah, a lot of the different, like, a lot of the stuff that comics tell me, like,
it makes sense.
It makes sense, yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Be nice to the waitresses.
Yeah.
stupid shit like that. That's funny.
Maybe it's something that at first when I thought, like, what are you talking about? I gotta do that. But then, like, when you really get there, you see what you're like, okay, yeah.
Yeah, I see. You try it out. You slow down. That was my biggest
thing. Yeah, there's, like, slowing down.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. What's a normal weekend like in the Romney household?
I don't know. I just fucking went back to my parents' house. That's silly.
Oh, yeah?
That's shit.
Yeah, I bet. I, right before we moved into this house, we were staying with them for, like, maybe a month. And, man, it was awful. I understand where you're coming from. It's not fun. But that's back in Yuba City.
Yeah, but it's, like, especially because I moved it, like, because it's, like, I moved out of town, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially being out of Sacramento for, like, almost, like, 4 years. And so, like, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to do my thing. Then do me, I was like, oh, shit. All right, now I got to start the process all over.
Yeah, exactly. And now you're far away from everything for the most part.
Yeah.
That's no fun. What else do you like to do?
Oh, man, just... I don't know, chill really, you know, say it's either, like, what else? I mean, shit, sell insurance. That's it.
Everybody needs insurance.
Everybody needs insurance. Hit me. Y'all holler at your boy.
That's,
you know?
Funny. That's funny. But
just, work with my friend right now. He has, this clothing line called Rep Sack Clothing. And then, we just be coming up with ideas, like for merch that's, like, on my end, on his end, you know, just try to, like, so that's, you know, helping my friend out with this clothing line. That's
cool.
What we got going on right
that's
now.
That's cool.
Shit.
You got shirts and hoodies.
We got shirts. We got like
got
I'm saying
beanies.
Shirts. No, not beanies yet. Mostly just shirts and jackets and stuff like that.
Okay, that's cool. What was that? What was the name of that one?
Rep Sack Clothing.
Okay, mm-hmm. You got it. Always got a Rep Sack.
Yeah.
It for the 916. That's fine. Has a teacher ever changed your life?
A T-shirt.
No, a teacher.
Oh, a teacher. I was like, oh.
Has a t-shirt ever changed your life?
Like, right, that first thing, that shit right there. Let me get that in extra. Teacher. A bunch of them. Like, my third grade teacher, Ms. Glover.
No relation to Donald.
No relation.
Damn.
My sixth grade English teacher, Miss Sanders. Seventh grade science teacher, Miss Collins. I've had a lot of good teachers, I think, you know what I mean, and stuff. So, I mean, I never did good in school, but just...
Yeah, same here. Cool. I was not a star student, but I was always good enough to, like, get by. Honestly, it was, like, my relationships with my teachers that got me by. There was one time in summer school where I didn't do, like, any of the work. This was even in summer school. Yeah. Like, I knew I had to do stuff in summer school, and I didn't do anything. I fell asleep one day, and at lunch, my friend was like, how'd you do on the test? And I was like, we took a fucking test. Like, but the second half of the summer school semester, I was like... I would just answer everything because I was really good at math. So, like, every time she would ask me a question, I would just answer. Like, she would ask a question to the class, and, like, I would answer it before people were, like, doing their work. And she was like, you know what you're doing. You just don't do anything. Mm-hmm. And then she ended up passing me with, like, a B. My friend was so pissed because he worked so hard in that class. Got an A, but I didn't do anything. I got a B. That was a fun class. Shit, man. You are quiet. Maybe we shouldn't have smoked.
Yeah, fucking blunt.
That's my fault. I get it.
No, it's all good, man. It's all good.
What's your morning ritual? What do you do when you wake up?
Wake up, eat breakfast. Shit, man, try to... check my emails. Yeah. Read what's going on in Hollywood.
Is there anything going on in Hollywood today? Really. I feel like there's always something, but it's all kind of blended together, like the whole Me Too movement. There's like somebody new every day, but it just all blends together now. Like, you remember so-and-so did this, and you're like, oh yeah, that was like 12 celebrities ago. That's rough.
Or, I mean, at least, like, as far as I mean, like with, like auditions and, what acting classes are coming up, opportunities that I could, you know what I'm saying, just try to network and stuff like that.
Yeah, then, trying to meet people. Have you met any actors doing comedy? Like, have you ran into any other comics doing a show where they do acting too?
Yeah, I mean, because Mike Betancourt, he had just did a... He was just in a Super Bowl commercial.
Yeah, you know I saw mean? That, yeah.
And then, who else? I mean, yeah, I see, like, even comedians doing, like, sketches and stuff like that. I mean, that's still
doing something. Something.
Like, yeah, because you could even, like, put that to, like, a reel or something eventually just to get out here on the local scene.
Have you done any comedy sketches? Think about doing any of them.
No, for, like, Instagram, I did one with, like, Elisa Gonzalez. It was for like this director named Matthew Gillen. He works with like Access Sacramento, stuff like that. He just wanted to like put something together. It was like a parody for like some type of allergy pill and shit like that. But it was all like for people like if you're like you're happy and shit. It's supposed to be like a parody of like I guess how society is say like everybody wants you to be like angry and pissed off and shit. So it's like a pill that makes you like pissed off and shit and now getting with people and shit. Something like that is just something that's to that tune, but like, yeah.
No, that's cool. I thought about doing comedy sketches, but I don't know. I just am lazy, I guess, really. When I start to rack my brain for excuses, that's really all that stops me. But so if I start writing some, maybe I'll hit you up and we'll do something.
Yeah.
That sounds fun. I feel like that's a good way to get known. Like, I've seen YouTube stars and Vine stars getting headlining spots at A clubs. Like, that's crazy to me. But I don't know.
Like, I hear people say social media matters and stuff like that, but then I hear people that say, like, it doesn't. So like, as long as you stick to the craft, it's like if you have that following to back it up, then you know what I'm saying, all the good for you. But you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's all like just focus on the craft of what you're trying to do.
Oh, definitely. If you're not getting better,
then even if they give you 30 minutes, it doesn't mean you're giving them like a hard 30 minutes.
Exactly. If you can't give them a good 30 minutes, if you have a nice 5 and then 25 minutes of just your jokes, doing the same shit you're doing on YouTube.
Yeah, but then if you have a name, you know, say people just sit there and just look at you for 30 minutes because it's the name. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the craziest part to me is that, like, those people will still eat it up. They'll still go out, pretend they had fun, post a picture on Instagram. Can't believe I saw whoever this new Vine dude is. But then I've seen those Vine dudes getting up. That was all, like, 22 Jump Street was, like, all Vine people. And that was a funny-ass movie.
Mm-hmm.
So good for them. Mm-hmm. They're doing good. I don't know, man. I'm not good at podcasting.
No, this is cool.
It's been fun. We can roast my living room. This is the first podcast I've done in my living room. Got two guitars hung up. Neither of us know how to play guitar.
And the bongo set.
Yeah, that's cool. I could do that. Not very well. We got a record player. That's pretty cool. We started getting some records. Found we got some George Carlin and Richard Pryor. So that was kind of cool to listen to those. I had never really listened to a comedy album like that before. So that was fun. hella books, two bookcases full of books, and like four of them are mine. Yep, that's one of mine. Two of mine. I see two of them over there, but it's cool. I don't know.
That body over here chilling with us.
Hey, hell yeah, that was my dude. That's so weird that that's right there. I did not put that there. I don't like to show it. I'm not that big of a Kings fan that I show that off that much. But I do like the wine that says my name on it.
Yeah.
That's cool. This is also really good podcasting, just pointing out shit that nobody can see. But it's fun. I think it's been good. What other... You got any... We're on the show tomorrow night.
Yeah,
got that one coming up.
Tomorrow, last one, Sacramento Comedians.
Hell yeah. Sacramento. That's a cool title. Rare Breed Comedy with Dave Touchstone. That'll be fun.
There's a lot of that show. Wendy's on that show.
Wendy's on. Jay Wook is on. Nicole Eichenberg is on.
I think Robert Amato's headlining.
Yeah.
Be cool.
And then I think that's it. I'm pretty sure that's just us. And then Dave Touchstone's probably headlining. My phone just skipped to 3 years ago, so yeah, that's good. Where can people find you, buddy?
You find me?
Yeah, online.
Online. Instagram is buddy, YEAH buddy .88. That's the Instagram.
Okay.
I think that's the same for Snapchat. Huh?
Is that the year you were born?
Yep.
Okay, cool. And then you got the show coming up on the 17th?
Yeah, show at the 17th at Bombay Lounge. And then the next night, you can catch me at the Sacramento Punchline.
Hell yeah. Oh, yep. I'm at that one too. Okay. You got two chances to catch us both coming up. And then I got the March 14th show at Laughs Unlimited. Also, I think March 11th at Momo's Comedy Burger. Have you done that one?
Yeah, I did the last one. Comedy Burger is always a dope ass show.
I haven't done that one yet. I hit Wendy up a little while back, told her I wanted to do that. Because I went there just on like a club night, and it was cool. Yeah. That place was popping. So I'm looking forward to that. You can follow me at JMeans on Instagram and Twitter. Pretty sure that's the same for Snapchat. Like and subscribe to this podcast. Watch the Blunts and Bullshit podcast.
Yeah, Blunts and Bullshit every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning on Facebook.
Hell yeah. I gotta get on that. I just want to smoke. I'll sit back like you do. I'm cool with all that. All right. Thanks, buddy.
So, yeah, thank you for having me.